Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've been having very, very varied conversations this morning. Another one that we wanted to talk about is this whole idea of organic and natural. How much is organic? How much is natural? Does it actually make any difference when it comes to beauty or cosmetic dermatological products? Joining us today is Dr. John Knowlton. He's a leading dermatologist, a cosmetic consultant. And what we wanted to talk to him about is this noise. We wanted to cut through the noise, cut through the labels, and understand what safer skincare really means. What is safer skincare and what is just marketing? Dr. Knowlton, thank you for being here. The many brands that that we've seen, they claim to be natural, organic. Is there a legal requirement in order to put that label, or can they really pretty much write whatever they want today?
Well, firstly, good morning and thanks for the invite to join you, and good morning to your listeners. Yes, there is. There are several legal requirements for placing those labels on pack. It has to be said that not all of the products in the marketplace comply with those legal requirements. There are, unfortunately, many, many products out there which claim to be natural or organic, but don't fulfill the legal requirements for that. But the thing to look out for, if you are looking for a label, is something like Cosmos, EcoCert, or the newest standard is an ISO standard, 16128. Those are the labels you should be looking for if you want something that's genuinely natural or organic.
Do we want something that is natural and organic? I think we've been bullied, I think, many, many times to thinking if it's natural, if it's organic, well, then it must be better. Is it better?
Not necessarily the case, no. In fact, it's one of the biggest misnomers, I think, in the industry. And a lot of it is for really taking advantage of marketing hype. There are a group of consumers who always believe natural is best, but natural sometimes is best, but sometimes synthetic is best. We can actually design ingredients for skincare products that are actually gentler on the skin than some natural ingredients. For example, if we take tea tree oil, which is a very, very commonly used natural ingredient some cosmetic products, tea tree oil at low levels is relatively safe, but at high levels, actually, it's a skin irritant. So a lot of natural ingredients, if they're used incorrectly, can actually be more harmful to the skin than the synthetic ingredients. So it's really a question of assessing each one on its own merits. I think that's the best way to look at it.
How strictly controlled are these companies? I mean, when I look at if I'm looking to buy a product, there's so many to choose from, and you just have no idea what looks why you're being attracted to a product. Is it their marketing or is it the actual product? Are they governed? How do we know what is safe and what is not?
Well, it's very, very difficult. Now, I think if you want to be to have a high degree of reassurance, then you need to look for the what I call the big brands, the big names, the multinational companies. I won't name companies, it's unfair to do so, but I think we all know what I mean when I say the big names in skincare, because they are compliant with, they have global regulatory departments that require them to comply. Unfortunately, in South Africa, the industry is not that well policed, if I can call that. So we get a lot of products in the informal settlements, for example, that are not controlled at all. So it really does depend. But if you want something that you know is going to be compliant with what they say on the label, then you know the bigger brands tend to be much more reliable than some of the smaller ones, purely for simplicity of good governance. I think that's the main reason why.
You mentioned earlier that sometimes synthetic products might be more gentle, more stable. I think you mentioned tea tree oil as an example of something that might be organic or natural, but might not be. What are other examples? Are there other examples of where synthetic outperforms their natural counterparts?
Yes, I mean, there's quite a few. I mean, for example, it depends where they're derived from, but many of the natural botanical ingredients that may not be all natural, are sometimes better. But there are other things as well, that other ingredients that are synthetic, that that can be designed. For example, sometimes we can have things called esters, which give you a very nice skin feel, but also calm the skin and soothe the skin, those types of things. There are a number of groups of these ingredients, in fact, many, many hundreds, actually, that can literally soothe and calm the skin and help it not to become inflamed or not to become irritated.
So what practical advice can we share with our listeners about choosing a skincare product? What are the things that they should be focusing on?
Well, I think the first thing is to decide whether you want natural or not. That's the first thing. And if you do, then I would advise your listeners to go and look for brands that are well known, where the due diligence would have been done properly and the compliance would have been done properly. But if your listeners are happy with a synthetic product, then just look out for the so-called the baddies. Be very careful with preservatives if you can. Look out for certain preservatives. You can look out for a natural preservative, for example. You can have a synthetic product with a natural preservative, which is sometimes gentler. So something like, for example, benzoic acid or sodium sorbate, things like that. Sometimes food ingredients are put into cosmetic products and they tend to be gentler. But I think the most important thing is for your listeners just to try and get a little bit of knowledge. You can do that, but be very careful what you look at on the internet, because unfortunately it's a lot of spurious information which is not true. So if you go to some of the good websites that are authorized websites with dermatologists, you will find there that dermatologists will often give advice on what is beneficial for the skin and what is not.
That is all we have time for, and very, very interesting and informative, helpful as well. That was Dr. John Knowlton. He's a dermatologist, cosmetic consultant, talking about the beauty industry being really awash in natural, in inverted commas, and an organic buzzword. But we wanted to try and understand what these labels really mean. Is it safer, or is it just marketing?